Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, great to have Evelyn Pyburn with us, as always, from the Big Sky Business Journal here every Monday in the 7 o'clock hour. We want to get your work week started right with some solid information, especially on the business front. But she's also got great political insight as well. Evelyn, Cal, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What are we? We're only about 2 weeks away, and it's Christmas time. So I'm excited this year. I'm excited.
Well, you should be. You know, you had a nice vacation, so you should be ready and raring to go.
That's right. And we had a nice November, too. So that has me even more excited, not just for Christmas, but for January. 42 days, not that anybody's keeping count, before the new administration comes in to Washington, D.C. But first, let's start with we always like to start with the positive news, start with the good news here. And I think this is your top headline in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet here this Monday.
Yeah, this is business registration in Montana has seen a significant increase over the past few months, with 10,000 new businesses being registered. Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson attributes the increase to recent changes in state policies, and she predicts the increase in registrations will continue into the new year. We are on pace for a 2024 to be another record year. Jacobs said that the rise in new businesses is linked to the elimination of red tape and a reduction in filing fees for businesses. And while I'm sure Montana is increasing its number of new businesses, I wonder how many of those new registrations are the consequence of people coming to Montana to buy expensive vehicles, including recreational vehicles. Out-of-state residents come to Montana in great numbers to purchase such big-ticket items because Montana has a unique tax structure, which includes no statewide sales tax as well as low registration fees. An owner only needs to form a Montana Limited Liability Company, or LLC, and have the LLC buy and register the vehicle and then transfer the title of the vehicle to the LLC. Now, I've never seen any breakdown of how much business our tax laws are believed to generate for the state in this way, nor how many LLCs are the consequence of that, but rather than, you know, actual new businesses. But I'm sure it has to have some impact someplace.
Yeah, so at least a slice of it. Yeah. One of our listeners listens all the way from Orlando, Florida. I served with him overseas in Africa back in the day, a retired Navy captain. And he sent me a photo one day. It was a Lamborghini in Orlando, Florida with Montana license plates. And I was like, it's most likely that's what it was. They just registered it here, but they're not actually from here. Now, if they are from here, I want to come visit. Maybe we'll do the show with them from Orlando. Can I borrow the Lamborghini is the other question. All right, back with your business news right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. This guy stayed mostly cloudy across the area today. High temperatures range from about 32 in Bozeman to about 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures fall in the upper teens in Bozeman to the upper 20s in Billings. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for some sunshine. High temperatures from the mid-30s in Bozeman, lower 40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Securing America.
At the recent Reagan National Defense Forum, one of the panel discussions focused on how best to deal with Iran in its support of proxy terrorist groups such as the Houthis. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a veteran who served in the Middle East, says to start with Iranian funding for terrorism.
To degrade the Houthis, we need to go back to their financial supporters, their backers.
The senator also says the U.S. needs to take a harder line.
We've got to get serious about this. The Houthis need to fear us. They don't fear us. Hamas certainly didn't fear us.
Senator Ernst adding,
we have to show strength. We have to mean it. We can't make a red line in the sand and then not do anything about it.
Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Herzog, also advocated tough action against Iran because
Iran is not, you know, the 800-pound gorilla that everyone thought it is.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about the danger being presented. Full story, MontanaTalks.com.
Don't play with breakdown.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. By the way, we had an interesting caller during the break who said, hey, yeah, if Montanans try to go elsewhere to buy vehicles, apparently that is increasingly becoming a challenge. So, we asked that caller to maybe call back during the open phones portion. We can talk more about that after our 7:30 Fox News update, because, yeah, that sounds like a very interesting angle to the story. I guess you could say this is another positive news story here as well. Evelyn, a couple of weeks ago, you kind of talked about this anecdotally where it looked like holiday sales were up, that people were shopping more. A sign of the consumer optimism on the increase. You'd previously reported on the increase in, you know, small business optimism following the November elections. And then now it seems there's an increase in consumer optimism, that consumers are more excited to get out there, more confident in getting out there and shopping. But now you've got some numbers that back it up even further.
Well, yes. The average shopper is, I think I saw where the average shopper plans to spend $200 more this Christmas than last Christmas, and that's going to amount to about $979 to $989 billion holiday shopping spree this year, according to the National Retail Federation, which is about 2.5 to 3.5% increase over last year. The National Retail Federation reports that the top gifts being purchased are clothing, accessories, and beauty items. And it's important to remember when you are shopping that local shopping is really important. It's a time of year when many businesses see one of their biggest sales bumps of the year, if not the biggest. For many businesses, it's the turnaround of running all year in the red and finally getting into the black and making a profit. The National Retail Federation said the holiday season has driven an average of 19% of total annual sales for the last 5 years for retailers. So, and if you're out there shopping in the malls and stuff, you have to have seen people are just happy. They're, I mean, just, it's just a jubilant atmosphere.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you can see that. You can see it on people's faces that they feel even better about the way things are going to start going. That's really interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really done much shopping yet, but I did notice, man, the traffic yesterday. Is there always busy traffic on a Sunday afternoon in Billings, Montana? Because I was out driving my kid around, picking up, you know, oil for his car and things like that, going to the auto parts stores. And I'm like, man, what is with all the traffic? Now, part of that's because I drive to work at 0:30 in the morning, so I'm the only guy on the road typically. But I'm like, man, it seems like the traffic is just crazy. I'm assuming maybe that's those extra Christmas shoppers that are out there now.
Well, you know, I've noticed for months now, I think the traffic is just way over the top. And I've been pondering, what is this? And the other thing is, I know there's more out-of-state licenses than I've ever noticed before in the past. And, in one parking lot, I saw five cars in a row, each with a different license plate, none of them Montana. And I swear I've never seen that before. Unless it was Wyoming.
yeah, because it's the Wyoming shoppers coming up to take advantage of the no sales tax, of course, and the big stores that are all around. I mean, they've just got so many retail options from the mall to Shields to the Costco's of the world, et cetera. Yeah. Another headline here, switching tracks, another headline here in the hot sheet this morning, coal investors sued for collusion. I actually think this is a good news. It looks like, I mean, at first glance, that this is a good news story here in the sense that these 11 states are now fighting back against these attacks on coal. Unless I'm reading this wrong, but this is apparently a Cowboy State Daily report. 11 states are accusing three massive investors of colluding to downsize coal companies to achieve net zero carbon emission goals. Oh, yeah, this is the case I was thinking of. This is where Montana's attorney general and 10 other states are suing BlackRock, State Street Corporation, and Vanguard. So they're standing up for coal and going after these dirty investors that are trying to shut it down.
Yes, I think they're looking in several grounds for this. I mean, for one thing, they're not running these companies to make the most return for investors. They're deliberately sabotaging these coal companies to make less money. And that's a violation of law, as well as the other manipulations that they're doing. But, the lawsuit was filed in Texas, but Montana is one of the states who has joined in the suit, and Montana is one of the three states that the activity is directly violating state antitrust laws. Texas and West Virginia also have state laws that they are violating. So, this is interesting. You know, it's kind of a new nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and it's good to see these states fighting back, continuing to fight back on top of their other efforts already. Joe Biden blocks new mining in Wyoming and Montana. That was a message I got from the Disney family in Libby. We'll talk about that and much more. But thankfully, again, 42 days, the Trump administration inbound to join the fight with us.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Will the budget games in Washington ever end? Tough-sounding budget rules are easily overcome by the fertile bureaucratic brains of Congress. Those rules keep score on the deficit impacts of legislation over a 10-year span. No problem. Spend like drunken sailors for the first 8 years and then pull in the reins in years 9 and 10. Filibusters blocking your path to passing new legislation? That's easy. Pretend like your bill merely modifies existing legislation to use so-called budget reconciliation rules that work around that roadblock. All this from the town that boasts about reducing deficits that remain hugely negative, or spending cuts that maintain galloping growth. The federal government is like a household that makes $50 a week and spends $62, and any responsible conversation about how to change that is quickly declared toxic. More revenue? Ever since George Bush told us to read his lips 30 years ago, it's untouchable. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research. This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says weekends and holidays can be dangerous times on our roadways, and that two of the most celebrated days of the year, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, are among the most deadly. That is why December is recognized as an awareness month. The council also noting it's not just drinking alcohol that can cause impaired driving. Drugs like opioids, marijuana, even some over-the-counter medications can cause drowsiness and alter vision, mental judgment, and motor skills. That's in addition to fatigue and stress, which can also impair your ability to drive. Montana Highway Patrol, among the many state agencies across the U.S., reminding drivers to stay safe and sober. They'll be increasing their presence on that state's roads through January 1st. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
NBC's Kristen Walker did a very good job interviewing Donald Trump in the Meet the Press sit-down that aired yesterday. It reminded me of the two interviews I've done with the president-elect where he was serious and specific, and she asked many follow-up questions rather than just moving on. So she got him to back off his campaign pledge to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Joe Biden. He also said he would deport all 11 million illegal immigrants. That seems unrealistic, but he said he would negotiate a way to keep the Dreamers in the United States. And he wouldn't back off the 2020 election. But you look at the coverage. Trump signals an aggressive opening, threatening jail for his political foes. New York Times, Washington Post had a similar headline. Yes, he did say that, but also said it wouldn't be his decision. He would leave that to the Justice Department or the FBI. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Last week during the 140th Montana Stock Growers Convention held in Billings, I sat down with Ambassador Greg Dowd, who served as the chief agriculture negotiator for President Donald Trump during his first term. He said the biggest concern he sees for U.S. farmers and ranchers continues to be China.
Well, half the hogs on the planet are in China. And if they decide to change what they're feeding them or the geopolitics or they have a disease, it has enormous ripple effects on all agricultural commodity markets. What their relationship is with Brazil and soybeans. How much beef are they buying from Brazil? Do we have access to this market or that market? If China decides to increase the size of its dairy herd and no longer New Zealand can sell their dairy products into China, then their New Zealand product backs up into our markets and causes problems in our prices.
Dowd says he expects President-elect Donald Trump to continue to seek new and expanded trade deals while utilizing tariffs to gain leverage for U.S. farmers, ranchers, and U.S.-based businesses. For my full conversation with the former agricultural trade ambassador, Greg Dowd, just visit my Facebook page, Lane Nordlund, Ag Broadcaster. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, tied in with this story from the Big Sky Business Journal, Hot Sheet. Coal investors sued for collusion. So 11 states, including Montana, going after BlackRock and these other left-wing financiers who are using discriminatory practices and illegal practices to go after Montana and Wyoming coal production. Tied in with this, the Biden administration, of course, is right in line. Here's a headline from the Washington Examiner just a few days ago. Wyoming and Montana Republicans vow to challenge Biden decision to block coal mining in the area. President Joe Biden's administration approved legislation blocking new coal mining in parts of Wyoming and Montana due to climate change concerns. Republican politicians in both states vowed to challenge and eventually overturn the decision. Actually, I would think this is regulations, not legislation. But anyway, the BLM announced its approval of the Resource Management Plan Amendment for the Buffalo Field Office in Buffalo, Wyoming. Evelyn, you know, when I read this story, I just think, okay, here they go. They're doing everything they can to undermine this country and undermine our economy in the final few weeks that they have in office. But President Donald Trump will work to overturn this nonsense. How crazy is it that this is all happening under the BLM, which is run by Tracy Stone Manning, that eco-terrorist from Montana that John Tester and Joe Biden put in charge of the BLM? And she's already been promised a job by these radical environmental groups. I mean, that's just a major scandal, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you know, I have all along, the only way the world, any of these countries, can defeat the United States is economically. I mean, when you look at the powerhouse that this country is in terms of what we, the people, are able to produce, they have to understand, the other countries, they understand that they have to undermine our ability to produce. And I'm sure that's one of the main reasons that energy is being targeted, is because we need energy to produce and to live. And it's no accident that all these regulations come down that are curtailing our ability to produce. And I don't think it's an accident.
Yeah,
by any means.
That's right. The Daily Caller had another story. This came out over the
weekend.
3-minute
stations.
This came out over the weekend. It only took 12 months for roughly 1 million native-born jobs to vanish under the Biden-Harris administration. More than 1 million fewer native-born Americans are employed than compared to last year, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And so, of course, that instantly gets people thinking about the southern border and the invasion taking place on our southern border. But you've got some new numbers on the northern border. Another record number reported on our northern border. Give us some of the numbers that you've got in the hot sheet this morning.
Yes, Center Square is reporting, and they were also the ones who reported earlier, that federal agents continue to arrest a record number of individuals on the terrorist watch list at the northern U.S. border, including recently a Jordan national with ties to terrorism who was removed from the country and then came back. The majority, 64%, totaling 1,216, were apprehended at the northern border coming from Canada between fiscal years 2021 and 2024. During that same time period, a record 687 KSTs, or terrorist watch list individuals, were reported at the southwest border. And so there's more coming in this category, coming across the northern border than the southern border. And Trump, of course, has vowed to secure both borders. But these are significant numbers, and it certainly involves Montana.
Yeah, that's just crazy. That's what you've got, as you're reporting here, 1,903 known or suspected terrorists that were apprehended at the U.S.-Canada border over that time period, and 687 apprehended at the southwest border over the same time period. So you've got almost three times as many known or suspected terrorists being apprehended at the U.S.-Canada border than at the southern border. Absolutely crazy. And then it makes you wonder, how many people did not get apprehended? How many people do they not even know about that came across both the north and the south? Evelyn Pyburn, great reporting as always. Thanks so much for being with us. Make sure you sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal Hot Sheet and keep your eye out, or sign up for the print edition as well. There's 10 times as much information as what's even in the Hot Sheet. Great publications all around. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you got something you want to talk about as well. Give us a ring or send us a quick message on the app. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we're going to talk more about the news out of Syria and the fall of the Assad regime. Major General Paul Vallely, retired Major General Paul Vallely, lives in Big Fork. God, when I first joined the military, before I deployed to Iraq back in 2005 myself, I got a chance to meet General Vallely back then. He was a Fox News contributor on national security, counterterrorism, and much more. And so it's been so great to get his insight over the years. But General Vallely has actually been on the ground and has, you know, closely advised some of the Syrian rebels on the ground there. So I want to get his take on this very complex story and what this means. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then Mark Lauder, a former special assistant to President Trump, will be with us talking about the southern border, DOGE, the developments in the Trump administration, and much more. Stephen Miller, of course, has been back to Montana a few times. He is the incoming White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Here's what he says the first 100 days of the Trump administration is going to look like.
Well, I think the plan is to put both on a fast track. First, you can get John Thune and Lindsey Graham have promised that they can get a full funding package for the border, the most significant border security investment in American history, which would be the biggest domestic policy win in at least 50 years, to the president's desk in January or early February. That would mean a massive increase in ICE officers working on the deportation operation that Tom Homan just laid out. That would mean a historic increase in border agents, a pay raise for both, full funding for military operations, full funding for ICE beds, full funding for air and marine operations, full funding for all of the barriers and technology that you need to ensure there's never enough or got away entering this country. Now, President Trump, regardless, on day one, is going to issue a series of executive orders that seal the border shut and begin the largest deportation operation in American history. But you're talking about what would be the largest investment in immigration and border security. This is something the Republicans have been talking about for decades. But with Donald Trump, this is something that is going to happen. It will be the most important and significant, as I said, domestic policy achievement in half a century. Then the plan, as Senator Thune has laid out, as incoming Majority Leader Thune has laid out, would be to move immediately at that point. Now we're talking in January, early February, immediately to the comprehensive tax reform package. That's where you have to figure out SALT, right? The state and local deductions. That's where you're going to figure out about different policy baselines that you're going to use for the tax cuts, about corporate tax reform, about trade reform, manufacturing reform, and all those tax policies. And with the 2 or 3 seat majority in the House, obviously, that's going to take some time. So it's nobody, I repeat, nobody is even talking or considering delaying tax. What the Senate has talked about doing is giving the president, within a week or two of taking the oath of office, the most significant domestic policy achievement in at least 50 years.
All right, let's hold it there. Back after this. The most.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I think there's only about 30 seconds or so, maybe even less, left of this Stephen Miller soundbite that we snagged. By the way, Stephen Miller joining Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. Just a great Sunday morning talk show. The Sunday morning talk show, if you ask me. We will play some highlights also. President Donald J. Trump inbound 45 and inbound 47. President Donald J. Trump on NBC's Meet the Press. Remember when that show used to be a good show? President Trump was on there, though. Several great sound bites from him talking about the election being too big to rig, plans to end birthright citizenship, and much more. So we'll have some of those highlights for you here. But yeah, that's great to hear from Stephen Miller. You know, Stephen Miller is, of course, very close to some of these Republican senators, including Montana Senator Steve Daines. Senator Daines brought Stephen Miller out here for the GOP convention last year, and Stephen Miller joined us on the show a couple of times as well. Got a chance to introduce him at the GOP convention a couple of summers ago, but inbound, basically, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller talking about how very quickly the Republican-controlled Senate and it will be officially become Republican-controlled that first week of January. You've already got a Republican-controlled House, but they will very quickly work to pass comprehensive border security and tax reform. So what's the biggest thing when it comes to tax reform? Well, the Trump tax cuts that all of us benefited from during his first term in office, those sunset, they expire. So unless those are reauthorized and renewed, they go away, which means you would get hit with a massive tax hike. And so that was another big reason why I think voters here in Montana voted Republican and elected Tim Sheehy in such a big way, was that, you know, look, do you want to see a massive tax hike, especially given all the other concerns that we had about the economy here over the past 4 years? No. So it's great to hear that they're going to act very quickly on that front. There's no reason for that to languish. And when it comes to comprehensive border security, look, the biggest thing, the best thing that can be done is simply putting Donald J. Trump back in office and doing away with all these stupid executive orders that Joe Biden put into effect on day one. But an executive order that can be put in can be taken away. And an executive order that's taken away can be put right back in if we get another Democrat in office a few years down the road. So I think that's why they're also talking about getting comprehensive border security done legislatively as well to tackle this from a number of different fronts. All right. Here's more from Stephen Miller talking about how quickly they are going to work in the Senate in particular to pass border security and tax reform. All right, it should be playing for me here. Hold on one second. Let's try this one more time here.
Our Border Patrol, our ICE officers, and every element of our domestic security operation will be fully funded to take down the cartels and eradicate the criminal gang threat in this country once and for all.
Yeah.
Tax reform will happen. It will happen, and it will be the greatest tax bill that we've ever seen. Now, these are not final. These are ongoing discussions and negotiations. But I just want to be very clear that no one's talking about delaying tax reform. What they're talking about doing is before government funding expires in March, before the debt ceiling expires in June, just days after he puts his hand on that Bible, giving President Trump the biggest domestic policy win that anybody has seen in our lifetimes, Maria.
All right, there you go. He also mentioned, of course, our Border Patrol officers, Tom Homan, the incoming border czar. He was on Sunday Morning Futures as well. With Maria Bartiromo, let me see if I can cue that one up for you. In particular, what Tom Homan was talking about was all these big city liberal Democrat mayors and these Democrat governors, these blue state governors, who are saying that they will stand in the way of President Trump. They will stand in the way of Congress. They will stand in the way of the American people. They will stand in the way of our federal law enforcement officers seeking to deliver justice against these criminal illegal aliens. Here is Tom Homan's message to them.
Well, look, first of all, I want to make something clear to exactly what we're going to do for all these sanctuary cities pushing back. San Diego's writing legislation. You know, you got Colorado and other states and other cities saying they're going to prevent us doing what I'm doing. I want to send them a clear message. If you let us in the jail, we can arrest the bad guy in the jail, in the safety and security of a jail. One officer could do that. But when you release a public safety threat back in the community, you put the community at risk, you put my officers at risk, you put the alien at risk. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to release that guy in the community, I'm going to send an entire team to go look for the guy in your community. And what's going to happen? We'll find that guy, and when we find that guy, there's probably going to be others. Others that are not a priority. However, if they're in the country illegally, they'll be arrested too, because we're not going to tell an immigration officer like this Biden administration did that you're going to turn your back on a known immigration illegal. When you're an immigration officer, you have an oath to uphold. So you are forcing us into the community at large numbers where other non-priority aliens will be arrested. That's a result, the exact result you don't want. So let us in the jail. It's safer for everybody, and it's the right thing to do to secure communities. What we're going to do, Maria, we're going to target, like I said, public safety threats, national security threats. We're going to send agents out on day one. We're already working on targeting. DOD, they've helped every administration. We would like DOD to help us in a lot of areas in transportation and infrastructure building, intelligence and targeting. But a sworn immigration officer with immigration authority will be making those arrests.
All right. As you can tell, they are ready to hit the ground running. I sent a tweet out over the weekend here. I had finally finished up. I was at the we got to attend the governor's ball in Bozeman on Friday night, and during the drive, I finished up Pete Hegseth's book, The War on Warriors, and then during my vacation, I told you I got a chance to finish up Kash Patel's book. Pete Hegseth is who President Trump has nominated to serve as Secretary of Defense. Kash Patel is who President Trump is nominating to head up the FBI. And I sent out this tweet on Saturday. I said, I just finished Kash Patel's Government Gangsters and Pete Hegseth's The War on Warriors. These two men have not only identified the problems facing the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, and our country, they've identified solutions. That's exactly why President Trump picked them to lead. Same thing with Tom Homan. He's selecting people that aren't just going to talk about the problems facing our country. They already fully understand the problems facing our country. I think a lot of us get the problems, but these three men have identified solutions to fix the problems facing our country. And that's exactly why President Trump is picking them to lead. Let's see. We just got a message on the Montana Talks app. This is from a listener in Billings talking about how the Democrats are trying to stop the tax reform, to try to stop the continuation of the Trump tax cuts. This listener in Billings says they want to stop the tax reform so that their rich and powerful donors and friends can stay rich and powerful. That's why the Democrats want to stop the tax reform. All right. Let's see. Oh, what else was I going to get to? Oh, yeah. Here we go. One other angle of immigration reform is finally bringing about an end to what is known as birthright citizenship. Now, let me throw out a quick for those of you that aren't sure how this whole birthright citizenship works. Judicial activism is the reason we have birthright citizenship. So if you remember, there was a story in the news several years ago where all of these Chinese women were coming to the country illegally, and then they were going to Los Angeles, or they were overstaying, or they would come here on vacation and make sure that they were coming on vacation before they were about to give birth to a baby. And then, boom, whether they came here illegally, whatever reason they were here, because the baby was born on American soil, boom, automatic citizenship. It was never that way. That's never what the founders intended when it comes to our U.S. Constitution. Now, I can see some of you are like, well, wait, what do you mean? Okay, Native Americans didn't get the right to vote until about, 100 years ago or so. I know, it's outrageous. If anybody deserves to be called American, it's Native Americans, right? Well, then why did we have to amend our Constitution to give citizenship and voting rights to Native Americans? Not only were they born here, but their ancestors were here before the rest of us. So why is it that Native Americans needed an amendment to the Constitution to get citizenship, and yet now anybody can come here from any country illegally and gave birth to the baby's a citizen? Because of judicial activism, because of a court ruling that changed it. Not because of an amendment to the Constitution, because of judicial activism. Anyway, that soundbite from Trump next.
This is the energy of electrification. Available Type S high-performance variant, nearly 500 horsepower and 278-mile EPA range rating. Choose from our complimentary charging packages so you can charge how you want. The all-electric Acura ZDX. This is the energy of innovation. Acura, precision crafted performance. Visit your local Acura dealer to lease the all-electric ZDX for $389 a month.
Fox News commentary.
California Governor Newsom wants $25 million to Trump-proof his state. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
California is the fifth largest economy in the world, but you wouldn't know it by looking around the place. The Golden State has the largest homeless and illegal immigrant population, and yet the governor thinks his constituents should afford $25 million to resist Trump. After a special legislative session was called in California this week, Governor Newsom calculates he needs $25 million in additional funding to help fight Trump's agenda. Even with a budget shortfall in the state, that is what Newsom wants to waste money on. Part of the extra funding request will go towards helping illegal immigrants fight legal battles against Trump's incoming immigration enforcement. Newsom also wants to allocate funds towards abortion access protections, though Trump has repeatedly vowed not to sign a federal abortion ban, and the state has already protected abortion in its constitution. If you are a reasonable individual, it's time to flee California before you're stuck paying for this insanity. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. It's going to stay mostly cloudy across the area today. High temperatures range from about 32 in Bozeman to about 40 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures fall in the upper teens in Bozeman to the upper 20s in Billings. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for some sunshine. High temperatures from the mid-30s in Bozeman, lower 40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Shocking story out of Great Falls, Montana, about a sex offender who was released into the community. The offender, convicted of raping a deaf and developmentally disabled 13-year-old girl, but was let out by the liberal Montana Supreme Court. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got that full story thanks to the Great Falls Police Department, who just sent out an alert to the community about the danger.
.com/amazing.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Robert in Belgrade, we'll get to you here in just a second, so let me jump right to it here. This is President Trump on NBC's Meet the Press talking about ending this whole concept of birthright citizenship. And here we go. Let me try to cue it up once again.
You promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it. You know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
If we can, through executive action. I was going to do it through executive action, but then we had to fix COVID first, to be honest with you. We have to end it.
All right, yeah. Did you guys notice, too, I think Kristen Welker left out a few words from what the United States Constitution actually says about citizenship in the 14th Amendment there. But let me pull out my handy little pocketbook, the Constitution of the United States of America, one more time here. All right, let's go to Robert in Belgrade on the phone lines. Robert, what's going on?
Well, your people talk about an LLC for expensive cars. People seem to be overlooking the same thing people are doing out of state with multi-million dollar jets or airplanes. They're coming here, they're doing that, they're saving themselves tons and tons of money for a couple hundred dollars for an LLC. Do you really think that's right?
So Montana doesn't tax stuff as much as other states do, so people come to Montana to do business. I guess I'd, my knee-jerk reaction is I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the marketplace at work. I think if other states, overtax the people too much, people are going to figure it out. There is a good argument to be made about, well, what could Montana do more to capitalize off of this maybe taking place, right? I think that's probably a conversation.
Let me have a solution. Let's get rid of the property tax and have a sales tax. Don't have both, just one.
Yeah, and then those people wouldn't come here to buy anything or to register anything anyway, right? So,
they're not buying it here. They're just registering it here.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice if
putting a few $100 in the economy doing it that way.
Yeah, yeah. But the other thing is, to me, this kind of reminds me of, when I read Rush Limbaugh's book back as a junior high kid in the 90s and listened to Rush Limbaugh, watched this TV show when I was in high school and I'd get off of work, it was really fashionable back then to bash people that bought yachts and to bash people that bought luxury cars. But somebody builds those boats. Somebody builds those cars and then somebody sells those boats.
That's absolutely right. But they're not building them in Montana. They're just saving a ton of money by coming here for 2 or 3 days, registering here. Why not? They might not buy them here, but everybody talks about non-residents not paying their fair share. That's a good way for them to pay it.
All they're doing is registering the vehicles here, so that puts more money into the coffers. I mean, guys, I don't want my vehicle registration to go up because we're not getting those registrations from somewhere else. I mean, that's more money coming into our coffers that we wouldn't be getting otherwise.
Registering them here. It's a few $100.
If you lived in Florida, I could see why you might get mad about it. But you live in Montana, you're just mad that they're registering their vehicle here. We're getting a few more $100 into the piggy bank. I don't know. I guess I of the list of things to be concerned about, that's not really at the top of my list. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but it's like I just think this idea that we're just gonna bash again. People buy those boats, people buy those cars, people build them, people sell them. It helps the economy.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Will the budget games in Washington ever end? Tough sounding budget rules are easily overcome by the fertile bureaucratic brains of Congress. Those rules keep score on the deficit impacts of legislation over a 10-year span. No problem. Spend like drunken sailors for the first 8 years and then pull in the reins in years 9 and 10. Filibusters blocking your path to passing new legislation? That's easy. Pretend like your bill merely modifies existing legislation to use so-called budget reconciliation rules that work around that roadblock. All this from the town that boasts about reducing deficits that remain hugely negative, or spending cuts that maintain galloping growth. The federal government is like a household that makes $50 a week and spends $62, and any responsible conversation about how to change that is quickly declared toxic. More revenue? Ever since George Bush told us to read his lips 30 years ago, it's untouchable. I'm Patrick Buffy.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.